routine takeovers, cyber workforce cuts, and the widening gap between governance and the digital age. Coordinated teen takeover events organized through social media spawned violence across multiple U.S. cities over Memorial Day weekend, resulting in shootings, injuries to police officers, and emergency curfews from coast to coast. The gatherings were not spontaneous. They were planned with the explicit intent of overwhelming local law enforcement capacity by converging on public spaces simultaneously, moving faster than institutional response systems could track. The pattern exposes a structural vulnerability in traditional policing models built around known, predictable events. Social media enables coordination at speeds that exceed organizational reaction times, and the economic consequences extend well beyond immediate property damage and emergency response costs. Repeated episodes risk depressing business activity, tourism, and property values in affected areas while driving up municipal insurance costs. The cybersecurity infrastructure that should defend against digital threats is being simultaneously degraded. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has lost more than a third of its workforce since President Trump took office, even as AI-powered cyber attacks are surging, according to industry reports. Cybersecurity expertise takes years to develop, and the institutional knowledge departing with those employees will be costly and slow to rebuild at precisely the moment adversaries are deploying more sophisticated, harder-to-detect attack methods. The United States denied a visa to a Russian deputy foreign minister seeking to attend a United Nations meeting, a notable departure from the historical practice of issuing visas for UN business, even to officials of adversarial states, suggesting a hardening of diplomatic posture. In the Eastern Pacific, a U.S. military strike on an alleged drug trafficking vessel killed one person and left two survivors, bringing the reported death toll from anti-narcotics operations in the area to at least 194, as the Pentagon's Inspector General reviews whether the campaign is following proper targeting protocols. The Supreme Court allowed Vermont's Instagram addiction lawsuit against Meta to proceed, a decision that could establish significant precedents for social media platform liability, particularly regarding algorithmic design choices and their psychological effects on minors. Taken together, coordinated social disruption exploiting digital platforms, cyber defenses hollowed out as attacks grow more sophisticated, and courts wrestling to construct coherent legal frameworks for digital harm, these developments point to what analysts described as a systemic mismatch between governance institutions designed for a slower, more predictable world and the digital era challenges now confronting them.